Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 21st episode in this podcast reading series. The truth of Christ's birthright has been revealed in the truthful testimony of his mother, Mary, who clearly states that God was not his father and that he was not a bastard child, as claimed by pagan Roman heretics who wrote the lies within the New Testament and created the fraudulent theology of Catholicism. God will be praised. God is only one. This episode is the presentation of entry 688 through 690 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@lotionpubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. Wonders of Almighty God are glorious, and all who know of God's eternal truth will praise the Lord for his forgiveness of sin, because they will abandon the lies of pagan Catholicism. The Son of Man glorifies God for these few moments, and his countenance is given to many who believe that he was a naturally born human being. He was not an illegitimate child, a mamzer. The honor of his mother has been besmirched by pagans, but her testimony before God in this courtroom has clearly made it known that Jesus was a man. Mary's firstborn child was special to her and Joseph.
Although she had a dream, an angelic visitation, the angel who spoke to her was the Holy Phanuel. The watchers had chosen Mary because she was righteous and she had a true faith in God with a purity of heart. The Holy Ones appeared on earth as three wise men who had traveled to Bethlehem from afar. They blessed the little baby Jesus with their gifts, and he grew up being nurtured by the Holy Spirit. Chosen One was always a human child. He was the son of Joseph and Mary. He grew up in the good graces of Almighty God. Now the witness may be cross-examined.
There is only one God in all of the universe, and Jesus Christ was just a man. The great and mighty one is the Holy Spirit, and there is no other God before Yahweh. The angel of peace, who knows his place in heaven, cannot refuse the testimony of this first witness, but he has one very important question to ask.
What was the name of the angel who spoke to you?
Objection, Your Honor. Counselor is badgering the witness. The name has been stated in this courtroom already, and the record will show that the name is now known. Sustained. Do you have any other questions?
There does not seem to be any purpose to this question, except that the defense may choose to ask it anyway. She has stated the name of that holy angel whom God sent to the earth to teach repentance.
Your Honor, I have one more question for the witness. May it please the court for the lady to tell us if she is quite certain that the holy angel Fanuel only appeared to her in a dream while she slept.
The defense is truly wasting the court's time now by asking questions having only obvious answers. The testimony of this first witness is quite clear. The mother of Jesus Christ was noble and pure. God be all glory forever and ever. Amen. May the righteous and truthful rejoice in the Lord, for the day of their judgment has come to the earth. All who truly bless the Lord will be free to ascend. The angel of peace awaits the answer for his question. The lady looks at the judge and the others there. She knows what she knows and can only speak the truth.
The angel spoke to me in a dream while I was asleep. I woke to know and remember what I was told, but there was nothing else that happened.
Many others throughout history have had such dreams. Angels who do God's will on earth may not ever be seen. The angel of repentance, whose name is Fanuel, was the angel who spoke to Mary in her dream. The angel told her that her son would save. By teaching repentance, he became Savior of the world.
Your Honor, the witness has given her testimony, and these questions are leading this case nowhere. The truth has been stated here today in your presence. I ask the court's instruction, for there are other witnesses.
What more can the defense ask this witness in cross-examination? There is the Book of Man that he has opened before him. The lady does not know the content of this altered testament, because it was written long after she had passed away. Well, this concludes episode 21 of Judgment Day. For 2,000 years, pagans have lied about Jesus Christ. They have falsely proclaimed that he was the Son of God, but his mother will tell the truth to the world. Her testimony is nowhere in the Book of Man, that book which claims to be the holy words of God, and all of those pagans who proclaim it is the truth execrate with Satan in their ignorance and hate. They proclaim that a man was God in the flesh, but their lies will be their eternal condemnation. The truth of it all is in the name Fanuel, and it only appears once as a clue in the New Testament. What has been omitted from the Word of God are the actual words that were from God. None of that book can be trusted at all because heretics have blasphemed God by altering the truth with pagan lies. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.